What's up, guys, and welcome to another episode of Talk to Us Nice. You're listening to your girls, Mac and Kelsey. And this week, let me tell you, I was prepping for this week's episode yesterday, and then just all this extra news just kept popping up. One, Jameson Idris literally just kept smacking me with good content. Like, thank you so much, Jameson Idris. I love you so much.
Hope you're listening.
Hi, baby. Hope you're listening. CEO of the DSS. Hi, my name is Mika, and I'd really love to meet you. He's also the first person I actually did slide in his DMs.
You finally did it?
I did it. I don't even remember what I said. I would have to go back and look. I did it like, I think it was last week. I said something, and then I said CEO of the DSS.
I'm so proud. I'm so proud I just found out right now.
Yeah, I was holding that in for you.
Thank you.
I thought you'd be proud of me.
I am.
But I love him. Also, my girl Ariana Grande got married.
I mean, go off, girl. Like, I love a secret wedding. I love the secrecy of it all. I just want to know. I want pictures. Like, who was there? I want to know who performed. I want to know everything. And I know that she's just going to, like, drop 12 Instagram posts in, like, a year. And then I'll find out.
Like how, almost said Jade West. That's her character in Victorious. I'm screaming.
Oh, my God.
I can't remember her real name right now.
Elizabeth Gillies?
Yes. Giles, yes. Yeah, she had a secret one too. But that's a whole other story.
That was different. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was 20 years older than her and did meet her when she was 16.
I can't talk about it because I love her and I don't want to say anything.
And I'm not saying anything bad. Those are just the facts.
We're just stating facts. Yeah. Yeah. So Ariana got married. They said it was like a small, non-traditional wedding. And I'm very happy for her that she just like did it and wasn't some huge thing. Her love life has been the public eye.
Forever.
So like I totally respect the decision. Just be like, no, it's going to be cute.
No,
cute and tiny.
Gonna do.
You won't be invited. Victoria Justice. Sorry about it.
She definitely did just for like politics, like political reasons.
Like when the pictures come out and like the whole cast of Victorious is there except for Victoria, it'd be super weird.
Yeah, it's like when they announced Victoria Justice was going to be on like the Grammy committee. I was like, well, their friendship will blossom again because then Ariana will never get another Grammy.
I'm sorry. There's nothing against Victoria Justice.
Nothing. She's literally fine, but like, girl, it's Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
You were on a show where you were supposed to be the star and all the
everybody
other stars
else.
Took over.
Everybody else outsang you. Everybody. And it's not like the storyline changed. Like, you know how like even in a band, when someone else seems to be the one who gets the attention, like they start focusing more on the people who are getting attention. That's what happened with NSYNC. Mm-hmm. JC is the lead singer of NSYNC. But all the girls went so crazy over Justin Timberlake.
Me included.
That.
I said, who is this fucking white boy with ramen noodle hair?
Excuse I was going to say, me? Don't like the ramen. I was always a JC girl since Mickey Mouse Club.
Mm-hmm. And that's where our differences lie.
Because I like a grown ass man. But yeah, it's just like that. But they did not switch the storyline like.
No. You
know, like, we're so happy that Tori got into dramatic arts, Hollywood arts. But, you know, let's put the light on the side characters. There was none of that.
No. They were like, Victoria Justice will be in every song.
We will make her the star.
We will make her the star. We'll even throw an episode where Kesha's hanging at her house.
This is so strange.
But no, she's still the star.
So strange.
Like, Tori Vega, you weren't, but that's okay.
I can't stop thinking. I don't know. I just don't know. That's one of the like anomalies that I'll just never understand. But yeah, very, very happy for her. Also wanted to let you guys know we will not have a new episode next week. We will be off. Your little babies need a little break. Kelsey's going on a road trip. I have an event with my family, so we will not be recording next week, but we will be back
the following
on June 2nd.
Thank you. I was like, I know,
I'm looking at
that.
My calendar. We will be back on June 2nd, back like we never left before. And in the meantime, listen to some old episodes, catch up on episodes that you didn't listen to. They're all great. I mean, we're honestly fantastic. Crumb de la crumb.
Not and also share those episodes. Yeah, and put them on your Instagram and say, this is the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
Two bad bitches making my Wednesdays and Sundays. Who needs man?
That's the post right there, actually.
Right? Sunday kind of love with the Talk to Us Nice hosts, Mika and Kelsey. I'm just giving you guys content, you know, just to help you guys out.
We're doing the work once again for you guys.
Did you see Mayor de Blasio stuffing his face with French fries on camera?
I cannot stand that man. You couldn't even tell it. You couldn't even say it all. I knew where you were going.
Because it just cracks me up. I'm just like, they want everybody to get the vaccine for health conscious reasons. But then all they are doing is offering us freebies. Like, if you get the vaccine, you get a year worth of Krispy Kreme. Like, what? And he had the mayor stuffing his face with French fries because now Shake Shack has jumped on the train as well until like June 12th.
Oh.
If you have your vaccine card.
Sorry, I didn't know they were Shake Shack fries. That kind of changes things for me.
It still doesn't make any sense. You're sending out a health message while eating unhealthy food.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The message is completely fucked. I seriously thought that they were like Checkers fries or McDonald's fries. Now that I know that they're Shake Shack fries, I don't know. If you guys see me at a Shake Shack, mind your business.
I mean, when I'm in the mood, I fuck with McDonald's fries.
For sure.
I could be salty.
But if you were told that you were just getting like free McDonald's fries, you would just be like, oh, cool, whatever. But like Shake Shack fries?
So then I only have to pay for my side of cheese, which would be great for my heart. You see what I mean? Like, it just doesn't make any sense. So like until, in case you guys didn't know, those of you who are in New York, through June 12th, if you bring your vaccine card into any of the 25 Shake Shacks in New York City, you get a free side of crinkle cut fries with any purchase of a burger or chicken sandwich.
Oh, it's not free.
Yeah, it's like there's a little fine print.
Miss me with that then.
But there's so many things that are given freebies if you get the vaccine, like Budweiser, Krispy Kreme, as I said. Everybody was on Krispy Kreme's ass, though, because I feel like they were the first people to do it.
The thing with Krispy Kreme is that there's like not enough locations. There so really it is. Doesn't really get you, like, as exciting as a Krispy Kreme donut makes me, I'm like not going to go to Midtown to get it.
I haven't had Krispy Kreme and I don't even know how fucking
years.
It's on DoorDash. I've seen my roommate order it and stuff like that, but I have to be there with my card in order to get a free one. Like, I'm not going to the Krispy Kreme.
No, I'm not going to Midtown for anything ever.
Yeah, it's just not happening. Nathan's famous hot dogs. I haven't had that since I was like 8.
De Blasio's, you know, something special. He's done something quite special over the past, I don't know, how many years are mayors in office? I feel like he's been here for 16 years.
I don't even know.
But then I felt like I read somewhere that said 2014. I don't really know how the system works.
He's just been exhausting us, that's all. It's what happens when you're getting depleted. You just feel like the years go by. Oh, it's like a repeat. It's Groundhog Day.
I want out. I want to fucking kill myself and get out. Especially with all these new mayoral candidates. Have you been checking?
Did you see what they said about the median prices of homes?
That was the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Wait, which one said $80,000 to $90,000? What?
I don't even know what to say to that.
What?
How dare you speak that out the side of your fucking mouth?
Like, they're not even that cheap in Idaho. Like, what the fuck? I just don't understand. Next up, we got Ellen, who has now decided to step down from The Ellen Show next season.
Bye.
Good. She announced that she was ending the show, but then she ended up just digging her hole like even further. Like she just ended up making it a bit worse. For some reason, Oprah Winfrey's doing her exit interview.
Love it.
Oprah Winfrey is for crisis. And like, you know what I mean? And like huge, huge life events. Not for when you're ending your talk show. Like, I'm sorry. Because now it makes it feel like it's a bigger deal than what it needs to be. But you're saying it's not about the allegations. That's all she kept saying. It had nothing to do with the allegations. It's not challenging.
And here's the thing. I called this shit. And I probably said it on the podcast when we first talked about what was happening over at Ellen. I said, that bitch is not leaving. She's coming back. She's going to finish her show up and just be like, oh my God, that mess? Guys, like Justin Timberlake's back on the show. Like, it's fine. Don't worry about it. And then I knew she was going to leave because she was like going to do it on her terms. She was going to do it the way that she wanted to. Like, she had to control the narrative. So then by like her getting Oprah and putting it on display, she is just showing the world, like, look what I just did for the past 19 years. Like, I did that. Things I did. That show. And
well, her contract was ending. And like, well, not ending, like, you know how like the contract's up and you could choose to like resign and blah, blah, blah. So she's choosing not to resign. But we all know why.
And I will actually say that in astrology, the number 19 is very chaotic. So 19
something
years,
I did not know.
Oh yeah, 19 and 29. It's like very like chaotic energy just with anything. Like if like, and your signs are like at 19 degrees, it's like craziness.
My birthday is the 29th.
Hey, chaos bitch.
What does that mean? I've never had a good birthday. That's a lie.
That's a lie. You've had a great birthday because I've been to two of them.
I think those are the only good ones.
You're welcome.
Oh, 29's chaotic. Eek.
What a way to find out.
Right? Now I can't stop thinking about it. But yeah, the way she made it worse, I have to put up the statement because she tried to go on. Like, she kept using, like, conspiracy terms, like, orchestrated, coordinated. And so everyone's just like, who is she talking about? Like, what exactly was orchestrated or coordinated? Like, are you talking about the accusations that happened on your show? Like, nobody knows what exactly she was talking about specifically. Like, even Wendy was just like, what the fuck? Wendy Williams was like, I don't buy this shit.
Wendy was like, something stinks.
Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. And she actually said something on her show, really smart. She was like, 19 years on TV doesn't change your life. It exposes you for the person that you really are.
Yes. Wendy,
and I'm like, yes, bitch. We all knew that show was getting more chaotic every fucking year. Dakota Johnson just went in there whenever she did. What was that? 2019, 2018? Oh, and just
that was the
lid off that shit.
She's like, I didn't think you liked me. Just like what I say to all the boys I talk to. Oh, man. Yeah, so when she made her announcement, she just like breezily said, oh, and Oprah will be dropping by to discuss my decision on May 13th. And then said, I learned things happened that should have never happened. We've made the necessary changes and started a new chapter. Right. This is what she was saying to like Suzanne Guthrie. I don't know who that is.
Oh, Savannah Guthrie.
Is it Savannah?
Yeah.
Sure. I really didn't understand it. Talking about like the investigation, the internal investigation. I didn't really understand it. I still don't understand it. It was too orchestrated. It was too coordinated. And people get picked on, but for 4 months straight for me. And like saying like, exactly, right? Like, she threw in the word misogynistic in the whole mess. Like, and no one's going to deny that, you know, female bosses do tend to get the shorter end of the stick and things like that. But it's just the whole reason why it got blown up so out of proportion, not even out of proportion, I think it was proportionate, because she is known as the Be Kind host. Yeah. And now we're finding out that your entire show is the worst, most toxic workplace that anybody can be on. That's where the issue lied.
And for me, for her to say, like, this is orchestrated and coordinated and it's 4 months of looking at me. Yes, bitch, you were the problem. You were the immediate issue with what was happening. So yeah, it was orchestrated to see what the fuck you were doing and coordinated by human resource departments.
Crazy.
To figure out why you're a shitty boss and why your work environment is so toxic. That's so funny. She's like, I don't know why they're coming after me.
Yep.
I'd love to be. I would really love to like be as oblivious as a white woman just for a day and just see where it will get me.
I can't live in that sort of ignorance. I just refuse.
I mean, yeah, that's ultimately what it is. It's not even like living blindly and trusting in faith. It's just like, I know these things exist and I don't care.
Also, I think you're lying and it's not that big of a deal. And you guys are making it a big deal. That's my favorite one. Like, was it Chelsea Handler? I don't remember what she was doing. It was just some video I had seen on Twitter. And she was talking to, I think it was like three or four white women. Mm-hmm. And they were saying that they didn't think that the race issue was a big deal until like we, as in POCs, were making it a big deal.
Oh, how dare us try to live?
It's just crazy. Like, and they really do think this. They're like, so why should they get jobs just because of the color of their skin? And Chelsea's like, I know for a fact that I would not have had the career that I've had and been able to get away with half the stuff that I've said if I was not a white woman.
Yeah. And not dating the head of E, which she's, you know, she said multiple times and she like, but that's the thing. She recognizes her privilege and like where it's got her. And Ellen's yeah. like, I recognize my privilege and I can't believe you guys are making me step away from it. But I will continue to step my foot right into it. Because she has like a show coming out with HBO Max too.
Are you talking about the design show?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Me and my roommate already saw like the first two episodes because we just couldn't believe it. We were just like, what the fuck is this? Like Scott Foley? What?
Because
it just doesn't even make any sense.
And that's going to be her next venture. Mark my fucking words on this podcast right now. Ellen's about to become like a real estate mogul person, like luxury, like interiors. Like she's going to start flipping homes.
Well, apparently I don't watch the Ellen show. So like, I didn't know, but my other roommate was telling me how that Ellen always talks about like furniture and design on the show. Like that's how she got the design show. Like the show on HBO Max is I think a reboot of the one, like she already did this. So she's already been like a design person. I didn't look it up, so like don't hold that to me. My roommate did say, she was like, oh, that has already been a show and now they're just doing it again on HBO Max. Mm-hmm. What is Scott Foley doing? She's like, my close friend Scott Foley. I was like, what?
She's like, okay. She's like standing behind him with a gun to his back. My close, white, nice friend who is universally loved by everyone. Scott Foley is here.
It's just so strange because when like the experts who they bring in are talking about, you know, the pieces of furniture that these people designed, and then Scott Foley says something, I'm just like, Scott, let the experts speak. It just doesn't make any sense. Like it genuinely, I'm so confused by the show. It's an anomaly. We watched, I think there's only two episodes on.
So who do you think is going to take over Ellen's show? Or not her show, but just like
in that space?
That space of television.
Weren't they saying Tiffany Haddish's name everywhere?
Oh, were they?
I think so.
I saw they're throwing around Kelly Clarkson a lot, which I wouldn't be mad at because...
Oh, you mean like that time space?
Yeah, or who's just going to be, like, move into, I guess, yeah, that time space.
That time slot. Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying like who's going to be like the next...
But I think, I mean, I don't hold me to this, but I think that Kelly Clarkson might just go to that network or they might just make her show later and she just might become like
that slot.
That slot, which I love her so much.
I do love her. Maybe Drew Barrymore too.
The love of my life, you mean?
I love Drew Barrymore.
Yes.
I feel like nobody knew, like, what a badass she was when she was younger. Like they just see her in like these like mom movies now, and I'm just like, let me tell you. From when she was 9 years old, Drew Barrymore is a fucking icon, and I need you to get it together.
She has lived like 15 lifetimes,
mm-hmm.
and she's only 21. You know what I mean?
Love her, absolutely love her. But yeah, I wonder. I feel like they kept saying Tiffany Haddish. I do watch clips of Tiffany Haddish doing the darnest things
kids say the darndest things.
Yeah, I think it's so cute. This one episode, she kept trying to call Taylor Swift, and Taylor Swift was not picking up. And that little girl was looking at her like, bitch, you don't know Taylor Swift. I was dying. But I really love how far Tiffany Haddish has come as well.
Oh, yeah. I would love to actually see her take over and just be in everyone's homes and be funny. I mean, does anyone even watch cable TV anymore? I don't know.
My mom.
Moms. Moms who still pay for cable.
It's just so strange to me. Oh, I don't say anything because I use her code to watch my
rides. Next up on celebrity divorces that we truly didn't see coming, we got John Mulaney and his now ex-wife, Anna Marie Tendler, just announced they're getting divorced after 6 years of marriage. John had been very open about relapsing in the pandemic and going to rehab to figure that out. And it's just sad. It's just sad when you see a couple that is like really cute as fuck and they don't really do anything, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, that's how I feel about when I see Seth Rogen and his wife. They're just like, ah, oh, look how cute.
So
like,
cute.
That's how I felt about like John and Anna. And like, they used to like walk around with their dog and be in the city. And I was like, oh, maybe one day I'll see them. And now I never will.
He also spoke about her so much.
A lot.
Like on all the shows that like, he had interviews for, just like how much of a badass she is and how much like he just, like she's his hero and all that. That's why it was just such a shock that everybody was like, what? What do you mean you guys are breaking up? Yeah. And then the bigger shock is that, what, 3 days later, they announced that he's seeing Olivia Munn?
That threw me for a fucking loop. Because here's the thing. It's like, it's already sad enough that it's like, okay, they're getting a divorce. But then he also announces that he's also going on stand-up tour. So it's like, yeah, I'm not going to be sad about that. I already have something lined up. Moving on. Don't worry about that. And then I'm also dating a like C-list actress now.
And like I spoke to you about it. I do think Olivia Munn is like hot. Like I'd sleep with Olivia Munn.
Gorgeous, but I don't trust her. I don't trust her.
And now I don't. So now that I like read this like full thing, I was just like, wait, 3 days, 3 days, what's happening? And of course we don't know when people like actually split up. Like sometimes they wait before they announce it and things like that. But then I'm like looking up information. She even said to herself, like she was like slightly obsessed with John Mulaney for years before this happened, like emailed him to have coffee with him and Anna and like all this stuff. So I'm just like, now this whole situation seems super shady and sketchy to me that I don't know how I feel about it.
And also dated other guys on SNL at the same time that he was there. Cause you know, he was head writer for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
And like, girl, what are you doing?
So yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I trust Olivia Munn anymore.
I don't know where the switch happened for me. I think it's like when they kept putting all those Mordecai posters everywhere. Do you remember that movie a couple mm-hmm. years ago? I just hated them. They got me like really upset. And I don't know why. But yeah, I would see hers a lot. And I was like, yo, what the fuck is this movie about?
It's just strange and unusual.
Yeah. Ugh.
6 years, dude. And they were so cute. I'm sorry. Like, I know it's just like another white couple in Hollywood, but I just love the way he like spoke about her. And we all know, well, from the statement anyway, it seems like he's definitely the one who initiated it. Like her statement was, I am heartbroken that John has decided to end our marriage. I wish him support and success as he continues his recovery.
It's like so much grace when I just want to be an asshole to somebody.
I would be like, fuck it.
I would be like, yeah, so fuck him.
And I'm taking the dog.
I'm taking the dog, dumbass. She's definitely taking that dog. That's like her child.
She deserves it.
She does.
After what's happening, she deserves.
And I just find it interesting that when Pete Davidson was going through his sobriety struggles right before the pandemic, like John and Anne Marie, they were really, you know, helpful for him and were like in his corner and they were like, we got you. We're helping you. Like, were your shoulder to lean on. And I know that they also did that for him in return when John was struggling with his sobriety in the pandemic. It's just sad to see. And like, we don't really know, like you said, the hell goes on in relationships, but just to be like, oh, I know somebody was struggling with their sobriety and now they're just like, I'm getting a divorce and I'm dating again and goodbye.
We'll see what happens with Olivia and John.
I know she's like itching to start posting photos.
I feel like she is. Like she's just.
She's like.
About to cream her pants.
Especially after, because she dated Aaron Rodgers for a hot minute. Yeah,
like 3 years.
And like, they were going to get married. Like she was like, that's my baby. And then he dated Shailene Woodley for three days.
What? Right?
And then and she's like, I don't know him as the football player. I just know him as a guy who loves Jeopardy. And Olivia Munn's like, you fucking asshole. I know that man inside and out.
I know he loves Jeopardy. Well, once again, we never know what these situations are. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day,
no.
The one who broke up his marriage and Olivia is just the girl who's been obsessed with it. Like, no one's gonna tell me that if Michael B. Jordan marries Lori Harvey and then they break up and then 3 days later I'm on his lap in a picture, like, mind your business.
Mind your business. I don't know. I say a lot of things.
Right? We all talk. It's just all fun and games.
But I don't know. In my head, the story I've created in my head about this relationship, I just know that she's just like, maybe we'll just walk for a coffee and I'll just ever so slightly take a fun picture. Like, you know, when you want people to be like, who are you with? I think I said it on a podcast once. I was like with my best friend and I took a picture. I was like on a date, kind of nervous. And everybody was like, who the fuck are you with? And I was like, I'm with my gay boyfriend.
We just love chaos.
I feel like she's going to start like doing that. Like there's going to be like little coffee dates and you're going to see like two coffee cups, like walks in the park. And it's going to be like two like silhouettes of a shadow. You know what I mean? Next up, truly the moment I've been waiting for, you've been waiting for, my unborn children probably have been waiting for. Nicki Minaj finally dropped her mixtape, Beam Me Up, Scotty. And I've been dying for new Nicki music. And am I happy it was only 5 songs? Definitely not. But Nicki is back, baby.
The thing is, when she said she was retiring, we all knew she was still going to come back later. Like, there was no way she was gone for good. But that's how she made it seem. And when it was all happening, it was when she was like very angry at everything. She says it now, like she had to get out for her mental health.
Yeah.
I just feel like it was always her like screaming and getting to arguments and things like that. And like, we all know Nicki as a person who's going to stick up for herself and give herself the title queen. Because honestly, in the rap game, mainstream rap, like she is. Like,
she,
I don't care what anybody says. Like, I was having an argument with my little sister on the phone the other day because she kept saying no. And I was like, are you dumb?
But honestly, though, like, here's the thing. When I was in it, when we were like, you know, 2010, when she came out and like we were in that shit, like, sure, you can't imagine it. But now that it's like been 10 years, it's like, no, Nicki was doing the damn thing the entire time. If you're not a Barb, you're lying to yourself. Everyone's a Barb. Damn. Everyone's a Barb.
Imagine if her older songs were around when TikTok, big TikTok is. Forget about it.
Forget about it. Are you kidding me? The dances that would come out from her music alone.
Just ridiculous.
Iconic.
Like, that's why I just don't understand my sister fixing her mouth to say some dumb shit like that. Oh, no. And then she also had the IG live with Aubrey or whatever. He was just telling her like how much music missed her and things like that. I don't know how I feel about Aubrey. I can't believe he broke up a marriage.
He did. Not everyone has had the best glow up, you know?
For real. But then the girl who he donated money to graduate put up her check and I was like, that's my Aubrey.
No, I was like, yes, girl.
She graduated with her master's. I thought that was really cute.
Yeah, Nikki's that bitch. She was always that bitch. And Nikki, this is like a public apology just for me if I've never given you the flowers you deserved in that time. Because she did. And like, I understand why she was so upset when Cardi came out and like all the energy Cardi was getting. Like, I get it. I get why Nikki was like, excuse me? Should I remind you 50K for a verse, no album out? Should we talk about that?
And because I feel like also when, like, even this most recent Grammys with Megan Thee Stallion winning so much, like, people were going so hard about, like, how the Grammys don't mean shit anymore and yada, yada, yada. But, like, Nicki also respects Megan, though. I feel like I didn't like that they were, like, trying to, like, dim everything that, like, Megan did because Nicki hadn't won that award and things like that. Like, Nicki gives props to where she feels deserves props. And, like, that's that. But also this week with Nicki and everything, City Girls Young Miami tweeted to Nicki, can you unblock me? And Twitter had a goddamn field day. Like, she tweeted at her, can you unblock me on Instagram, right? And everyone just went for her. Like, they absolutely came for her neck. And she had to tweet again. She's like, I'm not obsessed, desperate, or none of that for real. I just asked her to unblock me because I ain't do shit. So when she said that, you know how everybody, I don't even know how people get these receipts. Like, sometimes I'm like, yeah, I'm the FBI because I found some guy I'm talking to on a dating app. I found his like profile or something like that. No. Some of these people on Twitter, the footage that they find from years ago, like this one was only from September 7th, 2020, but Young Miami had tweeted, I hate when I see somebody and they be like, unblock me. I didn't do nothing. It's like, no, get your hating ass away from me, bitch. And someone put that, they're like, well, what was the at Jara McKino? I just want to give him his credit. He found the tweet and he's like, well, girl, here you go. But people also saying it's from an interview that she had with the Breakfast Club, like back in like 2018. And Charlamagne had asked questions about Cardi and Nicki, and Young Miami said it straight up that, like, no, like, we're Team Cardi. Like, said it straight up. Like, she was like, I don't really want to talk about this, but we're Team Cardi. Cardi's always had love for us. Cardi loves the City Girls. So we're Team Cardi, blah, blah, blah. Even if you wanted to stay on the fence, don't choose a side then.
Don't
choose a side and then say, please unblock me. I didn't do anything.
Same thing with Lil Yachty. He's asking for forgiveness too. He's like, Nicki, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean what I said.
And like, now Nicki's just sitting back on her throne, like
on her queen shit, because she is.
And now she's just putting up funny videos up too, which makes me happy. Like, I just feel like she's just like joking around and doing all that.
Yeah, I feel like this industry, like, we have a whole podcast about like the crazy shit that happens to these people every day. So like, she's been through so much shit. And then her father also passed away not that long ago. She just had a baby. Her husband. And that's that. So yeah, for her to take this break was like much needed. I'm really excited for what we're going to get. I feel like she's just dropping little gems to try to be like, you guys want to know what I'm doing? I don't know. See if you could spot the difference in my phone. Like, I think she has like a Chanel collab coming up when she like announced her return on Instagram. She's like dripping in Chanel. I was like, great. Is she coming out with Chanel shit? She was also wearing Crocs. I'm like, is she going to come out with Crocs? Like, you just don't know. But it's okay because Nicki can do it all.
No one's going to make me buy Crocs though. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
I won't buy a Croc. I'll buy a Birkenstock. Can't. I will give in to that. And I love an Ugg. I don't care what anyone says. You better shut your goddamn mouth if you see me in these streets with Uggs on. Yes, I'm wearing them. Yes, they're comfortable. A Croc, though, that's where I draw the line.
I'm glad you have a line.
You're not going to sit there and tell me that Uggs aren't comfortable. You're not.
I've never had a pair of Uggs.
Exactly.
My sister does, though. I like hers. Hers aren't, they aren't the classic ones, but her Uggs are, they're like made for the snow. It's one of those heavy duty Uggs.
Dude, I don't even, get whatever Ugg and put it on your foot. It's good.
I can't put it in her dainty ass feet. She's like a size 4.5. I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this? I can't steal any of your shoes.
Man, I hate that. That's like one of my best friends. She's a size like 5.5.
I'm like, what is this bullshit? What? I'm an 8 wide. Like, I need it to be a grown-up.
I need you to grow up.
Yeah, I don't know if Young Miami is ever going to get unblocked. But also, City Girls is having beef with the Claremont twins. And I'm just, why the Claremont twins think they can say anything? I just don't understand. But they were super tight about a pose that isn't even for like the album or the photo shoot, whatever City Girls were doing. Like, it was BTS shit because JT said she was too big to be on Carisha's back. And so they didn't even keep it. It was just part of like the video clip for like content. And the Claremont twins got so rude on IG. Shannon wrote, "It's the mood board for me. They hate, then they copy." And then Young Miami was like, "It wasn't on our mood board, but I did tell JT, let's try the pose. I thought it was cute. What's the problem?" And then she also wrote, "I actually love both of y'all and openly support y'all, Shannon. Nobody discrediting y'all. I'm not with the shady shit. Let's not go there." And then JT wrote, "I'm so sick of beefing with bitches I never met for no reason. Y'all take clothes and content way too seriously, man. Hoes act like a bitch be trying to take y'all crack blocks. And I was too big to be on top of Young Miami, so we use that shit as BTS content, but then they say they love you, boo. I'm over here trying to figure out what the fuck I did wrong." And then Shannon said, it's love over here too, but let's not go there because what?
Then what? So then what is it? Like, you guys are just fighting now to just fucking say that you're going to fight. Like,
right? Like, don't say you have love for me and then you're trying to snap and throw shade on the internet. Like, not on Rihanna's internet. Get the fuck out of here. Like, if you want beef, I'll, like, get ready for it. Just like Rihanna told Sierra, go find a stage to book. Like, don't try to show love and then this is what you're doing.
That was such a moment.
It was. Remember when Rihanna just, she was so savage.
You remember when people constantly were fucking with Sierra?
I know. I like Sierra, though, and she seems like a really sweet person.
She's fine. Didn't do anything wrong, once again. Once again, the media just loves to, like, fucking pick on people.
When Goodies came out, I was so obsessed with getting abs because I was like, I have to be able to do the moves like Sierra does, but it would mean nothing if I can't wear a crop top.
Oh, bitch. A crop top and, like, ultra low-rider jeans.
The lowest jeans you could ever find.
I was out to lunch with my grandma last week, and I was walking her back to her apartment, and I saw these Gen Zers in the lowest.
They really trying to bring it back.
Almost punched her in the face. Like, I almost, like, cocked my arm back because it was not fair. It's not fucking fair. And stop trying to make it happen. Don't. High-rise all day. Everyone looks good in high-rise jeans. I don't want to hear it.
Like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm never going. That was traumatizing. It was traumatizing. Low-rise jeans are traumatizing. And I'm a Gen Zer. I can't even say that I'm serious. Traumatizing. And I will not. You can't bring me back to that place. I refuse.
I won't.
I refuse. Next up, we got Joe Budden. I mean, we spoke about him on the podcast before, not really fans. He's under fire. I mean, mad people were super pissed about it. Like, he was practically getting booed on his IG live. So a clip of Joe Budden firing his co-host went viral all over the internet. He's so arrogant to me. I feel like Joe Budden's very arrogant. On the newest episode of the Joe Budden podcast, he said, "Seeing all this feedback and all this, I do need to apologize to Rory as well. Maybe Rory and Mal too, but definitely Rory." And it's like, so you're only apologizing because everybody's super fucking tight at you. Because when it first happened, it was nothing but tweets and tweets and tweets about how 100% it's done, blah, blah, blah. Like, it was so casual the way he was acting as if, like, fuck it. Yeah, it's done. We're not turning back. 10,000%. We're 100% good.
Yeah, I just don't know how I would ever talk to that person again. Like, imagine that was us and you, like, came at your face at me and, like, fired me on the show. I would first of all be like, you can't fire me, I quit.
Like, no, I said it first. I fucking said it first and you fired.
And then also I would just be like, what? I don't know if I could, like, fucking ever talk to you again.
Well, I don't think they are talking to each other, so.
As they should.
I mean, if someone's firing me on, like, shit that's going on there, no, we're not fucking with each other anymore.
No. You made, like, a conscious effort to, like, fucking hurt me.
Yeah, and try to make me look like a fool. Like, no, I'm not fucking talking to you. You can get out of my face. But, yeah, someone, like, there's tweets all over the place. Joe Budden, the architect of his own downfall every single time. Someone said, so it's over, huh? 100,000%. Like, there's just so much. And now he's, like, trying to say how he thinks, like, Rory got pissed because he's talking to DJ Academics again. Like, oh, because he thought that maybe, like, he was allegedly saying, like, oh, maybe Rory thinks, like, I'm going to get my show back with DJ Academics, because he had a show with DJ Academics for, like, 3 seasons or something, but they had a fallout out, like, all this shit. But now they're, like, back on good terms. But Joe Budden said, from this point forward, you are fired and you're not welcome back. What? Ah. Y'all take that fucking dark energy, that arrogance, and that entitlement somewhere else. For him to say that arrogance and entitlement, is that a joke? What?
Bye.
Like, the thing is, it's like, it's crazy because he, as much as I don't like Joe Budden, he is so fucking successful in this podcast world. Like, they have, like, what, 1 million subscribers alone on YouTube, like, having exclusive deals, like, all of that. And so the fact that he thinks it's, like, him and him alone, like, what was Rory saying?
I know that there was also, like, leaked audio saying, since Rory feels like he has so many options here, somehow he still feels like he's running the show. He feels like he's more entitled to more. Rory, you're in breach of your contract. And from this point forward, you're fired and you're not welcome back.
Rory was basically saying how, like, Joe Budden thought it was all him. Like, they had a show somewhere and the line was, like, wrapped around the block. And Joe Budden deadass thought it was because of, like, his music career or something. Like, that's why everybody wanted to see him. And Rory's like, nah, man, they're around the block to see us. Like, it's not you, it's us. It's on some real, like, Otis shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of crazy. But yeah, so now, you know, he was apologizing and he's like, ever since that last pod, I've just been having these pictures in my head of every moment that me and the guys have ever had together. When I say I didn't ask you to do shit for me, because I don't ask God to do shit for me, but that's a man thing to me. You don't just ask men too much shit. But when I said I didn't ask you to do something, it don't mean I'm not appreciative. It don't mean I'm not grateful. It just means I never asked. And he said, what do you say to that? And when do you say that and not sound like a dickhead? I don't want that to affect people I love, which is why I'm going to apologize to Rory, because me and Rory have so many fly nigga moments together, like fly friend type vibey. Like, it's unfortunate that they might not feel that we're so friendly today. And it's unfortunate that I can't tell you how we got here. Maybe aside from if I'm taking accountability, poor leadership skills. But once again, you're literally only saying that because everybody's on your ass.
Yeah. And he's also in some major hot water with those recent allegations with DJ Olivia Dope with sexual harassment. Apparently, back in January of this year, Olivia Dope had said that Joe Budden sat in on a recording of a female-led podcast that she was a part of and continuously made sexual and suggestive remarks to me that made me extremely uncomfortable, as well as fearful of dampening the mood if I didn't laugh along while he made those sexual remarks to me. Which is like, Joe, why are you sitting in on a female-led podcast group?
Well, wasn't it under his network?
Yeah, but I guess that this was something that she was running because it was for her podcast, See the Thing Is. Mm-hmm. So I would be like, why are you here?
Yeah, it was super strange. The fact that he just kept on and her other host didn't stick up for her, like say something, like, I don't know. That I understand, like, people get fearful and kind of just, like, you know, in shock. But if it's not like it happened once. Yeah. Like, with her account, it's multiple times. Like, I have the file right here. Like, it's every single time he said something. It's like 7 things.
Oh, no.
So one is, Joe calls me out by saying I never reached out to him privately or personally. This information is important because it proves my lack of familiarity with this person. And that is what makes everything that transpired after that so uncomfortable. Even though I tried my best to laugh through it to not dampen the mood while we were recording. Then there's an editing in the recording because Joe says him and I should speak more because he's been wanting to fuck me since we've met. So this is what I'm going to state right now is everything that they had to cut out of the recording of that podcast episode because Joe was being a fucking monster.
Oh my God, no.
And then apparently everybody like laughed uncomfortably. And one of my co-hosts confirmed that it was true. Why is your co-host co-signing this shit? Anyway, another edit happened because Joe makes another suggestion to have sex with me. What is shown right after is me closing my eyes saying no. And then he says, never mind. Next. Joe tells me, hit a button, bitch, because I didn't hit a sound effect fast enough. Next. Joe makes a comment that I'm throwing my singleness in his face. And he thought that we were going to be a network power couple. Once again, I told him no. I make a comment about relationships in general. Joe makes a comment that the shirt that I'm wearing isn't buttoned like I'm single. I pause, cover my chest with my hand, and try to continue the conversation. Next, Joe makes me feel like I'm in a hostile work environment by letting my co-host know that I'm carrying the group because they don't dress sexy enough. Next, Joe returns and gives us accolades because we've been doing so well. Once he gets to me, the scene is edited once again because he says, Olivia's unique because I want to fuck Olivia and the fans love her. Next, Joe asks if he can give an on-air hug. My co-host said yes, and they insist, and I slowly get up to hug him. Somewhat apprehensive, I give him a hug kind of at a distance, unbeknownst to me until I actually watched back the episode that he was moving his hips while he was hugging me. Next. After I sit down, I grab the microphone and I say, this is uncomfortable. That is pretty much the end of how the episode was recorded. Like, he is disgusting.
That's disgusting.
He is, I can't, wasn't the segment we did on him was like him like jerking off his dog or something?
Yeah, he did say that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Rory, I'm so sorry I had to go through. Rory, Mal.
Rory, Mal, Olivia. Everyone who works there, because these are like the three main people who are with him a lot. Just think about how he is behind the scenes with like everyone fucking else.
Yeah. 100%. And we already know with like Sin Santana, like.
Yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And to end on a lighter note, still in the hip hop realm, we got Romeo and Bow Wow. I never thought I'd say that in this fucking decade. But. Let me tell you something. I used to love me some. I loved both of them.
I was just going to ask.
Bow Wow. I was team Bow Wow, 100%. I was team Bow Wow music wise, but I wanted to date Romeo. And but then back then, like Romeo was so stuck on Angela Simmons, and I was just like, whatever.
I mean, it was funny because when we talked about doing this segment, I was like, oh my God, I used to love them as kids. And then I started thinking, like, I don't know any of their music. Like, gun to the head, if you were like,
Bow Wow's music? No, if you told me to say Romeo.
No, neither.
No.
Sorry.
I'm going to throw up a list for you right now because that is a lie. And I was
thinking, no, because you've done this for me before. You've done
this with Bow Wow?
Yes, and I don't know his songs, so I don't really
even
know.
Even Like You with Sierra?
Maybe.
I never had nobody show me.
Oh, that, yeah. But that was like, whatever.
Bow Wow, you just don't know the way you move so fast across the floor. When you run through my mind like all the time to the point that I just want to take you home. I don't know. That definitely still stuck in my head, yes.
So, yeah, I know that one.
I'm going to keep going. You know him.
No, I don't.
Stop it. I'm going
to. I don't.
I like put a. Hey, we were doing this.
Yo, guys, Mika just cocked her hand back at me to fucking slap me. And we're in separate places.
I want to hit you. That's pissing me the fuck off.
But. I don't.
Puppy love when he was dating Solange.
But like, I was. No, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Shorty like mine. Baby, yes, I'm addicted to how... Oh, I hate you. I'm so pissed. I'm, like, actually livid. I want you to use this image.
But I definitely thought Romeo was hot. I don't know. I loved watching the shows. I don't really remember. I don't remember. I guess that's the best way to describe what's happening right now. I just remember when I was a kid, I was obsessed with them. But as an adult now, I couldn't remember why I was obsessed because I couldn't remember anything. Like, I know Bow Wow was in Like Mike, and I saw it, and I was like, this movie's great. And I used to watch Romeo's show and I was like, oh my God, this show is great. But don't try to ask me about their lives. I don't know. They were just figures in my head.
I don't know what to say. Cause I just, just feel like I'm mad. I don't know what to say.
Be mad at them for not leaving more of a bigger impact on me. How about
don't that? Be fucking rude. Even Drake said Bow Wow like paved the way for him. Don't be rude. I mean, Little Romeo, I truly, that I can say. Like, I remember bopping to Romeo songs and I remember his show. But for Romeo, yeah, I can't really, like, if I had to, like, really sit down and think about it, yes, I'm pretty sure I can come up with something other than, like, the ICDC college song he came up with.
Well, you know what? I guess I'll just have to watch the verses that they may or may not be doing because they just started fucking throwing smoke at each other. So I guess now I'll know. I guess this is my chance to know.
It was super weird. Not weird, but just escalated for no reason. I feel like they always, I don't want to say playful because I feel like for a lot of the years it wasn't playful. Like they really weren't fucking with each other. But what did Romeo say?
So Romeo was on an episode of the show called The Mix, and he said basically about the Versus thing is that he loves it. It's really showed the light, and it's really showed that there's nothing wrong with friendly competition. Baby, this is what this sport's about. It's what this game's about. It makes us better. And y'all actually inspired me. I'm going to put it out there. If Bow Wow want to do a goddamn battle and it's not with me, don't do it. I'm just saying. If Bow Wow does a battle, I'm open for it. Which Bow Wow then responds, you sure you want this smoke? I see you calling me out. You sure you want to do this? Versus.
Romeo respond.
Which I'm just like, it was really nice. He said it really nicely.
Yeah. That's why everybody was so like, not in shock, I guess. Because it literally just felt like we were being transported back to like 2004. Because nobody knew why Bow Wow responded like that. And that's the thing with Bow Wow is like, now in this world today, he's been like the clown of social media, but you can't take away. Well, I always try to separate it with the little. Every time someone drops the little in the name, I'm like, that's so stupid. And now I'm just like so thankful because I loved little Bow Wow. Bow Wow is on some other shit. But
Todd Moss is going through things as an adult.
For real. But Romeo wrote, I know most take my professionalism as weakness, but if you know, you know. Regardless is versus talk. I've gave this man Bow Wow his roses since we was kids and even reached out myself multiple times to celebrate him and our era together in a creative way. I could put my pride aside if it means doing something positive and bringing back nostalgia for a dope-ass generation. Now, if you think this is smoke, my brother, we could hit up Logan Paul and get on one of those boxing tickets. You know me in real life, bro. We aren't kids anymore. Leave that for the fans. This ain't about the competition for me. This is about showing the impact that two young Black kids had on the entire industry. That's the win. To inspire the next, it's no limit. You got my number. Hit me. Blessings, young legend. And I mean, sometimes the way Romeo speaks annoys the crap out of me. I'm not even gonna pretend like it doesn't. I feel like, and I feel like he's not even doing it on purpose.
Because he's been hanging out with fucking Angela Simmons and Rev Run for how many years? No shit. He's going to start sounding like a psalm, you know?
Sometimes it sounds super pretentious. I'm just like, shut the fuck up, Romeo. Just like, say what you mean. Like, stop talking in circles. But I guess we all got played. I don't know if we all got played, to be quite honest.
Like, I think we got played.
I don't think we got played. I feel like it is what happened. And now they're just trying to like, be super chill about it. You know what I mean?
I feel like what happened was there was some behind the scenes stuff that's happened. Cause it's been 20 years since like those shows were on Nickelodeon back in the day. So like, I feel like there's probably some light drama. So then by Romeo just like playfully calling it out, I feel like Bow Wow was then like, bro, what the fuck is good?
I get clowned by the internet all the time. I'm not going to get clowned by you.
Does it to himself. I don't care. He really deserves his clowning.
No, but I'm saying like, so now Romeo put up a video of him calling Bow Wow as if like, oh, ha ha ha. Like people don't know, like this is us.
But I don't.
I don't believe it. I'm sorry. Like I just don't. he said, we always said we were going to do this and that. I think we really got to put some shit together where it's me and you, where it's going to benefit even financially, and then even getting those roses we both deserve. We definitely going to do some shit. It's definitely time. And it's like them like laughing on the phone and this like really long caption and yada, 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 as if like, oh no, it was the fans turning this into a crazy, crazy thing.
Oh, our damn fans. Oh, they go at each other. It's like, do they?
It's like, y'all started this back up. Don't try to make me feel like a fool.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. But yeah, if they do a versus, Bow Wow's gonna win. That's not even a question. But if they get into the boxing ring, Romeo's beating his ass.
Oh yeah.
100%.
1000%.
No one gotta tell me nothing. I will be there with a sign with Romeo. I'll be the fucking ring girl.
Hey. Wait, what did Romeo sing though? He had like one song that I kind of remember.
He definitely had hits himself.
You know what? I'll wait for the verses. Just give me the verses and I'm going to watch both these boys.
I don't believe you. You're not going to watch that shit.
For this one, no. For this one, I will. I will watch for you, because you literally almost ended this podcast recording when I said I don't know any Lil Bow Wow
song. I honestly, there's a fire boiling in me. I was so tight. Just like, say it again. Just say it again.
I'm sorry. I was listening to, like, I don't know, Girls Aloud at that age.
Who? I know that band name. I don't know their music, though. I do, like, know that band name, though.
Yeah. I just threw it out there. I don't know them.
I'm dead. And that's it for this week's episode of Talk to Us Nice. Please follow us on Instagram at Talk to Us Nice Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Talk to Us Nice. And email us at talktousnice@gmail.com. We will be back on Sunday for that Talk That Talk. See ya.
Bye.